Hey everyone, welcome to the Horror PSA presented by Scary Nerd, and as always, we are your hosts. I'm Paul.
I'm Saul.
And I'm Angie.
The following is a public service announcement.
After a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts. The birthplace of the infamous holiday. And I can't believe it, but I watched another goddamn Eli Roth movie.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Now, okay. The funny thing is, did you watch the Grindhouse where they did all these fake trailers?
No, mm-hmm. I never did. I read on the trivia that the trailer is much different than what the actual movie ended up being.
There's some parts of the trailer that did make the movie, but I think from what I remember of the trailers, there's only maybe two other movies that they did fake trailers for that haven't been made. This was one of them, and then Machete was the other one.
I don't know. I don't remember what the trivia said. I know there's a handful or something. But yeah. This is, okay, I don't know how to put this. This is not a good movie, but I also think it's probably Eli Roth's one of his better movies, though.
It's a fun movie. I will give it that. It is a fun movie, not because it was good, but because it was fun.
The thing that I appreciated about this movie was it was campy.
It was campy, and I think that's the only way the storyline could have gone. But at some parts, I'm just like, oh no, Patrick Dempsey, no, don't, no.
I think there should be a drinking game where you're like, how many times does his accent cut in and out throughout the movie?
McDreamy, like, what are you doing?
I remember, well, the main thing that kind of made me want to watch the movie is not only because they turned the fake trailer into the movie, but there were some people like giving it good reviews saying that it was actually pretty good. So when it hit Netflix, Kim and I looked at it and were like, let's watch it. Let's, might as well. It's on. Let's kill an hour, what, 2 hours? And yeah. We saw it, and it was like, okay, that was campy. And I remember texting Paul about it and seeing if you guys had watched it yet. And like, this is one that we're going to have to do. Because it's just, I knew this is going to be a good episode just because of your guys' hatred of Eli Roth and how campy this was.
Yeah, it's definitely very campy. And I mean, we've definitely heard some bad Massachusetts accents. I mean,
the only people that sound genuine was it Lonnie or whatever his name was from the other high school?
Yeah.
And then the lady that he was fighting with, where she was the like, thing fuck that, you, suck my dick.
That whole scene made me have the question, does Eli Roth hate people from Massachusetts?
Here's the thing with me, though, is we're here in Arizona, we're in the West, where there's not a whole lot of accents. The thing that would drive me nuts, especially being a traveler, is going up to the Northeast and all of those damn different accents. Because Massachusetts has it, New York, Pennsylvania, you name it up there, they all have those different accents.
And that's what would drive me
absolutely nuts.
They're all different shades of it until you get to like Boston and it's like, what?
No, yes. Boston and Maine are very close.
I don't know. Maine's more of like a harder kind of, I don't know. I think of Dolores Claiborne is when you say Maine. So I'm
yeah,
like,
there was many the times. Kind of, there were many times in this film where Patrick Dempsey's Massachusetts accent. Yeah. I'm like, that is a Maine accent. That, I've heard that terrible accent in Stephen King movies before.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, because I'm like, there were times that the accent did just disappear when he's especially.
Yes, I've like during his normal conversation, not there. When he had to make a point, there it was.
Yep. Yeah. No, especially like I've said before, like it's hard to yell at an accent, and when you have to yell words or be, you know, like loud or something, I'm like, he definitely lost it there a few times.
There were some, and now I do not like Eli Roth generally. I was really happy that we didn't get, what was that douchebag's name that showed up with the armadillo? I don't remember. And that one film that he was in.
Are we talking about Huckabilly?
No. The hitchhiking guy.
Oh, okay.
His character.
Yeah, he was a hitchhiker, yeah.
No, Angie, this is a serious movie.
Yes, a serious movie with random stock footage.
Hey, you got to work within your budget, all right? Yeah.
There were some moments of like the newscast and like this is very generic stock footage.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see it in the credits.
Stock footage. I did like some of the campy lines, like when the opening scenes when they're going through, and Kathleen's a cunt, by the way. Kathleen, the stepmom. Yeah. She's a, very much a cunt.
She's straight up gold digger.
She
like,
is. Oh, yeah. She's, that's very much her. Because,
yeah, she was a real estate agent.
Yeah, her, like, don't you mean our house? No, I didn't mean our house.
Well,
that's,
it was funny, too, that
it.
The boyfriend said, is like, hey, the engagement was quick. Hopefully the divorce is even quicker.
Yeah. Oh, and when they're doing that flash in between, like, the rich family and then the Black Friday people who have to work family, and that's where Patrick Dempsey comes in. That fucking turkey that they were like, oh, carved.
What
I was like,
wrong
that
with
was
that?
Not cooked.
I was like, what did you do? Because you didn't cook that thing.
That,
that don't
thing
look right.
Looked like you took it out after an hour.
Like, you guys just put that in there?
Like, you put it in at 200 and left it in for an
like,
hour,
I,
and that's
it,
all
yeah,
you cooked
it. Imagine you go to someone's house, like, and like you have nowhere to go, and you see that, and I'm like, I'm a vegetarian.
I'm this like, that sucks. Skin didn't even, like, have a chance to yeah. cook at all. Like, what did you all do to this thing?
When he gets the phone call saying that the store opens in 10 minutes, I'm like, yeah, that's, like, the longest 10 minutes in, like, cinema history to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because yeah. he's like, it opens in 10 minutes.
And there's
five
no
minutes
way
go by.
That
it's open in 10 minutes.
If somebody else was MIA on Black Friday or on Black Thursday or whatever, that they would wait till 10 minutes before the store was supposed to open.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been like, this bitch was supposed to show up 5 minutes ago. Call in the backup
because
yeah, he ain't here. Like, they would immediately... be like, everybody's getting in here.
I'm just going to say that there's no job that is worth any of that shit. I mean,
no.
obviously, this is a movie and not everyone dies. But, I mean, you can see the fucking, you know, the videos of regular Black Friday shit where people rush in and get trampled and all that shit. Like, nothing is, there's
and,
no job
yeah,
worth
and,
that.
And on the opposite side of that, there's no deal worth
there's no
that.
Deal worth that.
They're all getting their, what, their waffle
it's
maker?
The
free
waffle,
waffle
iron.
Iron. Yeah.
Waffle iron. There you
even
go.
The guy that got gashed in the neck, he's like, I gotta get the waffle iron.
Yes.
Nope.
I did like,
that bitch yanked it out.
I did love
heads.
That the security guard outside was like, Xanax? Like, he was just offering the other security. He's like, you want a Xanax? I'm like, that's what, that, that's what you need on the Black Friday morning, or I guess it's Thanksgiving.
Fuck you, fuck your sister, fuck your cousin.
See, I was like,
fuck
why?
Your dog.
I was like, does Eli Roth hate people from Massachusetts? Why did he make them so trashy?
I don't know.
We got a score to settle.
And like, they were
now,
super trashy.
The thing that I do have to ask you guys, since we all came from retail in the past, what was the worst Black Friday moment you remember?
I have blocked them out. I don't remember any of them.
I don't remember them really. Just waking up in general, I think is shitty.
Yeah.
I think fucking. Just, yeah, I remember.
I've done my best to suppress that part
yeah,
of my life.
I know.
After
I
doing it for so many years, I remember one year I worked at Target, and I'm walking into the... get let into
their sponsorship.
To get let into the building, and I had people offering me $50 to let them in early. And I finally get into the store, and I'm working over there in electronics, and I have, like, a clear beeline sight to the front of the store. As soon as they open the doors, it just opened up the floodgates of people just running in. I'm like, holy shit.
There's nothing.
There wasn't anything worth it either. It's
there
just
never is. All of her friends are the worst, the very worst. Evan yeah. is especially the worst. You get that right off the bat.
He's a douche.
Okay, here's my question about these high school kids, right? Okay, so I want to say, like, I know Eli Roth movies. He's always like, oh, I wanted to make a movie like this, right? He said in interviews and stuff, like, you know, I try to pay an homage to this movie or that movie or take elements. I'm like, this movie is a straight up like, we're going to take parts of Halloween. We're going to mix in My Bloody Valentine. Like, we're just going to like throw them together. Right.
Yeah.
And so this literally felt like almost parts like it was three different movies.
Yeah. My critique at the end of this movie was this feels like Eli Roth's like ode to late 90s, early 2000s movie.
Yeah. It was like a late 90s, early 2000s movie with an 80s feel to the whole like slasherism of
yeah.
it all. And so, like,
with 70s camp,
there's such a mishmash of things in there that's like, it doesn't know where it's going. Yeah, there's at one point where it's after they're at the high school, Evan and the other chick get kidnapped or whatever. They do like this slow, like, artsy kind of slow motion pullback. And I'm like, that's not this movie. Like,
oh,
what
you mean
yeah.
with the strings?
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, that belongs in an A24 movie. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
That belongs in, like, a,
yes.
you know, a fucking, you know, thinking kind of horror movie, you know, like a thriller or something that's, you know, crazy. Or even, you know, I think they use that shot in Knives Out really well, you
yeah.
know, with the strings and all that. But it didn't belong in this movie. This movie was just a mishmash. But even saying that, this is probably one of his most coherent movies,
mm-hmm.
even though he's like, we're just going to straight... him and the writer that came up with him. I know it's not, you know, strictly Eli Roth or whatever, but the guy that wrote it with him, I think they've worked together a few times. So like, they kind of on the same page about these things, it seems like.
Yeah, that scene definitely didn't belong in the same movie that has the line Waffle House level cringe.
So no, okay. So
and also,
so,
I dare that bitch to say that in a Waffle House.
Yeah,
I dare her. Like,
I don't know.
You stand in it
in the Waffle House.
Yeah. I think people would be like, "Yeah, I get it." Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Because she's talking down about the Waffle House. That's
No, because
and
I think
there would be somebody. No, that'd be because like, this bitch talking down about me.
If they were in a video, then yes. But if other people are like, I get what you mean. Yep, I seen some shit at a Waffle House. Like the people there that aren't in the videos, the people
I'm
that take the videos
in a Waffle House.
No, I'm saying the people in the Waffle House, the people that would take the videos would agree with what she said.
No.
The people that are on the videos would take offense to what she's saying.
Why are you arguing with me?
Because I'm saying that's my point. You're arguing with me.
No, I'm not. I dare her to say in a Waffle House. She's going to get slapped.
Okay, my point about the teenagers is, does anyone care like about their high school that much anymore? That it's like, oh, I beat the shit out of this guy from Hanover, blah, blah, blah. Like Hanover sucked. Is this just the generic setup for like, you know, other 80s slashers or that kind of thing, you know, that high school rivalry thing?
There were lots of moments
I don't think
like that.
Kids care anymore.
There was another.
I never really even cared when
like
I was in
that.
High school either.
No.
Even when I played sports, I was like,
we weren't the carers.
I didn't care that much.
Well, the thing about it though too is like a lot of my high school rivals, I had people there that I went to grade school with. And because we get into high school, they had to go to a different one. So it's like, I went to grade school with these guys. Why am I supposed to hate them?
You live two blocks over, but apparently it's another high school.
There was a lot of little spots like that with Evan being the worst. There was a spot where they're in class and they're supposed to be reading their papers or whatever. And another guy's like, and that's why I'm never celebrating Thanksgiving again. And he like throws his paper down and like the girls are like, oh my God, you're so brave. I was like, oh, what is that about? Like there are parts like that. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's almost like, is this like a personal vendetta against like specific people? Like,
and in general, there was just a lot of dick swing in this movie. The two boyfriends, the you
Scuba.
Know Bobby with the glass
Bobby
with the glass hand, and because that bitch is like, tell me why his hand just fucking crumbled. I'm like, why your whole
like
ass
four
hand
places.
Just crumbled, man.
Oh, yeah.
That
like, was
what
just
the
like,
fuck?
Oh, it was like a fucking like dominoes just fell. Like,
yes.
What? Why would it break like that?
I'm like, why? Why?
And I know
happen?
It's just over the top for the campiness of it. So I will say this though, like, and the parts they did the good cheese, like, this is how you do good cheese. So I'm saying, if you're going to do it, you know, over the top. Did you make it like that? Like, I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to bring
point
it.
During the stampede moment when I was like, I swear I'm going to hear Robin Williams going, it's a stampede from Jumanji, because that was how it was set
to
up.
To me, the top camp was just that opening scene with the deaths of everybody in there, because that's where you had to go over the top. You couldn't not go over the top with those death scenes, because when Gina Gershon gets tripped and gets rammed in by, what, two shopping carts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a lot of those, like, you just...
I'm sorry. You would have survived that. That was a minor scalping at best. Like, there's... Okay, you got a wig on, like...
I don't think it was the scalping that killed her. I think it was meant to be like the head wound, because she like bled out, and I don't think that was supposed to... I think she was bleeding out.
I think it more
scalping.
So was that it broke her neck.
I don't know. It didn't seem like enough, though, like that it would kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted more. I guess if you're gonna bring it, why not? Like you broke the dude's hand. Like, and I know that like all these deaths are like you're setting up
Bobby's whole ass arm.
Could it be this guy? Could it be like, I think I wrote that somewhere. I'm like, oh, could it be Bobby, the former pitching star, the new deputy in town? Like they were setting up all these different people. Yeah. Like, well, who's the killer?
Okay, so here's this question: were you guys faked out by any of them?
Not really. The thing that I was expecting to be two of them. I don't know why.
You're expecting a scream ending?
Yeah. I was expecting at least two of them.
I kind of thought there might have been multiple, but I think I didn't get thrown off by who the killer may or may not be. But what threw me off at one point is I'm like, did Deputy and Detective Chu fuck each other? And
it's
are we
possible.
Ever going to get resolution on that? Because
no,
I was like,
it was just strong sexual tension.
I'm like, are
time.
They the killers, maybe? Or is that what they're leading to? Or did they, like, I'm like, what's the resolution with Detective Chu and the new deputy? Like, I never got that.
Yeah.
None. They're just, that's sexual tension is just there.
No, because they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, something happened with you two.
Yeah, he told them to fuck off. And then they met and had a rendezvous later and fucked off together.
I don't know. I'm like, something was going to happen.
Who did you guys think it was for the for most of it.
For most of it, the whole movie came down to the stepmom or the detective or the deputy. Those were my two top runners.
I kept thinking it was going to be Bobby, but I'm like, that's too much of an obvious answer. And then,
yeah, I didn't think Bobby because I'm like, they're not going to completely rip off, you know, like. Great. I mean, My Bloody Valentine or any of those. Because like, I mean, they're all kind of. My Bloody Valentine ends up being the guy, the Ryan character in this movie.
Initially, I thought it was going to be one of the. Like I said, I thought it was Bobby for the longest time, and then I thought it was the other boyfriend.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan was such a herdburger, man. He was like, ugh, terrible dude. Like, oh, hey, I'm like, just, dude, she's got a boyfriend.
I know. I'm like, did you just try to buy all your friends, your girlfriend's friends with those football tickets? I was like, that's the douchiest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, that's gross.
And those dudes would be like, sure, we'll take your free tickets. Sure, dude. We don't have to let them. Yeah. Like, yeah, all right. Okay.
Yes, my bottom comment on the whole opening scene is Patrick Dempsey's accent is not great.
And I know I text Paul this, but I have to bring it up. Bobby, to me, looked like a bootleg Mark Sanchez just because of that weird hair and that. I don't know what the hell he was doing with that hair.
Who is Mark Sanchez?
He is a former quarterback. Pretty bad quarterback at the least. He was decent in college, but as soon as he got to the pros, the only thing he'll ever be remembered for is the butt fumble.
I don't even know what that means.
I'll show it to you when we get done.
Okay.
But he literally
demonstrated.
No, I'll pull it up on YouTube. He literally.
I like my idea better. I want to get a video of that.
Of the butt fumble?
Of you doing the butt fumble, sure. Yeah.
Well, I need somebody to run into. The podcast. I need somebody to run into to do the butt fumble.
The couch.
I do get what you're saying about the whole like setup of other horror films because I put classic masked killer outside the window foo because there was definitely that shot of John Carver outside after his axe conveniently gets stolen.
Okay. Here's a horrible person horror PSA. I'm gonna throw in there real quick, and this is for horrible people only, right? So. When they go to the Carver House thing, right? Is that what it was? Carver House?
Yeah.
Right. So they go to the Carver House and they're going like, oh, we're going to shoot the commercial. But then they find out that it was vandalized, right? They close that off as a crime scene, right? It's like, oh, we need to investigate this.
Yeah.
No one ever looks at a crime scene again. So that's why he was able to go do that. I mean, obviously he was the sheriff and all that.
Yeah.
But it's closed down.
No, it's a horrible thing that I've heard like, yeah. Call an anonymous tip and say, this is where a body can be found. They'll search that area, and then after they search that, you go dump the body there.
That is a horrible thing. Horrible person PSA. We can't spend time and money to go back
there. We already searched there. No, we already searched there. We're not going to look there again.
There's no point in going back.
Yeah.
You didn't find
anything. So that's exactly why that worked and why he's able to just do that because they're like, oh, there's a crime scene. We can't go over there. And people just think, oh, there's tape. Don't go over there. We can't go there. Don't even go near there.
I did think it was funny, and I liked the whole John Carver's, like, silhouette and mask. I thought it was...
What kid wouldn't want to wear that?
I think it's kind of hilarious, but it also kind of works in a creepy way.
It's simple, and I'm like, it looks like a weird Puritan Jesus, I think.
Yes, for sure it was Jesus-y.
I don't know why, but it looked like Colonel Sanders to me, but with...
Like
hair.
Young Colonel Sanders, like that was
like well,
I could see that
his late 20s.
Yeah, he was just he was like, you know, I'm gonna grow my hair out a bit. It was the stage that he was in his life.
He hadn't figured out he was the colonel yet.
I put later that the eye holes were like pencil, like pencil size. So I'm like, you can't see shit. Like, how are you gonna do any of this? Like the. That's why,
well,
like,
did you see how many times he missed looking around for all the people? He couldn't see anything.
Especially in the creepy cosmetology part of the high school.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, they had to get their use out of that room because we had to see it twice.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it was one of the good locations they got for filming, so we got to use that.
Now, the other question I have is when they kill the waitress, the first victim of John Carver. How the hell does the top of
a trash can kill her? Yeah, that was my question. Does she get sliced in half?
Even if it was
kind of heavy, I don't think it would fully slice you in half unless it was if you slammed it down.
Yeah, like I'm saying, even if you were laying across it and two guys like grab it and like slam it down, I think at the very least, like you may break something, but I'm like, it's going to be a very, very...
You're not even gonna break anything.
I mean, I don't know if you did it right, and you know, depending on the person, like you could maybe break, you know, vertebrae or some shit in the back.
I don't even think that.
But I think you're just gonna end up with a really deep bruise.
Yeah, something like that. Like you're definitely gonna need to go to the hospital and like get looked at. But yeah, I don't think you're going to be like split in half like she was.
See, and that ruined the one thing. I'm like, I loved that they used the kitchen thing where he kind of he did that drowning thing and then he stuck her to the freezer wall real quick. I loved that. I'm like, I don't know if that's been done before in other movies. And I'm like, that was fun. I'm glad that they used that. That's something in the environment that you could use.
They haven't used it before because no waitress would leave her closing shift with a sink full of dishes and water in it. That's one of my notes. You don't. That's not a closing shift if you're walking out and there's a sink full of water.
Hey, she doesn't work in the kitchen. What they do back there is none of her business.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody left the sink full, that's not her problem. She's not the dishwasher.
At least empty it. Like, what are you doing, man?
That ain't my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that ain't my job. I ain't doing it.
No, but she was such a cunt in the beginning, and then she's even more of a cunt when the kids come back.
Yeah. Like, what do you little shits want?
She's like, you actually have to wait your 10 here. And again, Maine. That was very Maine. It was very Dolores Claiborne.
Well, they filmed it in Ontario, wasn't it? Or was it Toronto? So. Or was like, oh. I think it said it somewhere in Canada. I know
Canada
that for sure.
Somewhere. Oh, I also had the thing when, like, because she's talking about the kids, like, sneaking in earlier. You got to wait your turn here. I really was annoyed at the beginning when they do sneak in to the store or whatever because she lets them in, like, her friends. She lets her friends in or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought this was a stealth mission. I'm like, bitch, you knew who your friends were. You knew who fucking Evan was. You've met
assholes.
That douche before. Yeah. Like, get out of here with that nonsense. And I love later when Mr. Glassbones does return and he's like, I blamed you for what happened. And I was like, good, because you should. And I hope you fucking sued because you would have really cleaned up.
I don't know. Unless he had insurance on his arm, I don't think he could. I mean, he could sue, but I don't think
company.
He couldn't get much. Is what I'm saying.
For Black Friday abuse?
Well, okay, in the
like you could show negligence by having two guards.
But negligence,
they even mentioned that. Too.
Negligence is one thing, but gross negligence is another thing, and that's where the money is. You can't gross negligence is very hard to prove.
Still, I hope he should have blamed that bitch. He should have been like, yeah, let's go on fucking Thursday.
No, he was like,
can I
stay in the car?
Yeah,
he was like,
I don't want to go
stay
in
here.
He tried to even avoid it by saying, I had to take some
pictures.
No, and
you know why he had to go
like,
in? Because of fucking Herdberger Ryan. He was like, oh, hey, why don't you come over? I'm like, dude, I have a boyfriend. Oh, but that's cool. We're going to play some drinking. Dude, I have a boyfriend. Yeah, bro, she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I guess we're going inside now.
Oh, you know what is another random weird 80s thing? The McCarty character.
Oh, yeah.
The McCarty party and gun sales.
Mm-hmm.
I loved McCarty. He was like, and for some reason, I'm like, he was the best part of this fucking movie. Like, he was like a mix of me. I wrote down Mike Damone, which is the dude from Fast Times at Ridgemont High that sells tickets and like, he's always like trying to sell shit. And then Mo from The Stuff.
Yeah.
He always wants Mo. So I'm like, that is that character. Like, he is those kind of guys. And I'm like, I thought he was fucking hilarious. And I love when he shoots off the musket later and then his dad's like, sorry, my kid's a fucking idiot.
I think my favorite part of the movie, though, is when they had the party and they had those kids come in.
Another satisfied customer.
No, when he was talking about when Black Sabbath, when they fired Black Ozzy.
I wrote down, like, you rightly so throw those little bastards off your property.
They would not know.
He was like, who's Black Sabbath? I'm like,
they better learn then.
None of those kids.
He had every right to throw them out when you don't know who Black Sabbath is or Dio. Those are
two. You're telling me if I went and asked your kid right now?
She's too young, though.
She's too young. Oh, she knows. She knows what you would call a Crazy Train, but she doesn't know who sings it.
Yeah, the kids know the songs at least. All right, I mean, that kid had no fucking clue.
Yeah, but still, he had like no clue. Like, who's Black Sabbath? And he had every right to throw his ass out. But when he went on his rant about when he started talking about how old when this happened, and the kid just wanted to know who Black Sabbath was, kicking him out. Yeah, get rid of him.
Get him a caddy, Patty. Get him a T-shirt.
He's like, get the fuck off my property.
When John Carver comes for the second victim, that guard, I'm like, that guard should have left in shame right after that incident. Like, you don't just walk away from your job and then people die and you just chill out at that town for a few more years.
This in real life, if I have something important to me that I do not want to lose at all, the last thing I'm going to do is throw it somewhere where I might lose it. Because he threw his passport down with his keys and everything else.
Yeah.
And then he goes back for it. Yeah. Me, I'd be like, no.
I'm keeping that in my hand.
Like, I'm keeping that either in my hand, in my pocket, somewhere, or I'm going to be checking for it.
Like, as long as I have this, I can get the fuck out of here. I don't care about any of this other shit. Like, if I lose my bag, whatever. I have my fucking passport, I can get the fuck out of here.
Like, and really, you got to get out of the town before November. Like, why are you even still in town?
No, I wrote down, this is what you get for waiting until the last minute. Like, I mean, I get that, you know, the murders are happening now, and you maybe didn't know, but I'm like, you probably had fucking PTSD and you were feeling antsy. You should have left in fucking, you know, the 1st of November at least.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck out of there. I mean, even if you couldn't afford, you know, the DR at that point, like, go somewhere else a little while, then go to the DR.
Get a Motel 6 in, like, you know, Florida somewhere, not on the coast. That's, like,
just
super
not,
cheap.
Just not in this town. Not in November.
There.
Go away. Take the train somewhere else.
I spend 11 months in this town, and then 1 month I'm not here.
There you go.
That's all you got to do.
But instead, you get death by electric. Is it an electric carver, or is it just called an electric knife?
It's the electric knife, which is, you know, that's been done. But another little homage to...
Yeah, and then you have 80s. The fatality. I call this John Carver's fatality, where he does the head thing, the removal of the head. I'm like, that's a fatality move if I've ever seen one before. You gotta finish him.
Carving knife kill into a double reverse axle decapitation with a twist, I think I wrote down. I'm a security guard. I kill people every day.
Yeah, I was like, no, bro.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You've never killed anyone. Yeah, anyone that's ever killed anyone, like, you can tell, like, if someone looks at you and says, I've killed people before, you could know right away if they're full of shit or not. There's just something, you know. And that guy, no. Anyone says, I've been a security guard, I've killed people. I'm like, no, you haven't.
No.
Security guards have killed no one.
It was this scene where I had narrowed it down between the stepmom and the sheriff. Because when he comes back to feed the kitty, I was like, oh, he's a good kitty. Do we deserve to be fed? And so I was like, okay, it's either a woman or it's somebody who's not a complete dick. And then it was a sheriff.
Yeah.
But the lady was coming anyway, so the cat would have been fine.
Yeah, the lady was supposed to be there, but I was happy that he got fed. He was such a cute little cat. He was standing there like, are you going to not fill my bowl? Come on.
The first time they get the table thing, and Jess is like, our names are at the table. And I'm like, why did you have to say that so horribly? Like,
yeah.
There were, like, a lot of her lines that, like, were not delivered.
Were you just overacting there? Like, why? She had a confused... As I'm like, are you related to Freddie Prinze Jr.? Like, the way you deliver that line and then with that confused look on your face. And I think she had her mouth open, too.
I'm convinced Evan was character acting like Freddie Prinze Jr. the whole time. Like, like, his tantrum after the game is canceled, after the other two... other Massachusetts.
Okay. Let's talk about
people
that.
Get killed.
Yeah. Let's get to that in a bit when we get to that point. But those kills were so ridiculous.
They were ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I was really expecting, like, the way they had set up the trampoline, like the girl on the trampoline. I'm like, oh, are they gonna, like, cut her in half, or is it gonna be something, like, ridiculous, right? Like, but then it was just, like, stabbing through the trampoline.
No, I'm
like,
okay,
like, weird.
What? Okay. My thing was like, Why did that happen? Like, any of that happen, right? Like, because I'm assuming they're supposed to have a game, too. Like, I don't know if they were playing each other that week or...
That night, apparently.
Yeah. So,
the game gets canceled.
So I'm assuming that's what it was. That was the setup. Like, they were going to play each other. So, like, they're in the weight room and whatever. And then she's like, oh, hey, come with me. And, like... And I noticed he mentions, like, I can't have sex or whatever. So I'm like...
Yeah, coach is real strict about it. Like, what?
So I'm like, what was the point of any... of that, the whole trampoline setup? Like, who would go to all that trouble for just, you're going to watch me jump on a trampoline without my underwear on?
Yeah.
Like, who would do that? No
one. Maybe
what?
She wanted to jump and then flash some beef. I don't know. Do guys like flying beef on trampolines? I don't know. Is that a thing y'all are into?
But if I was like, I can't have sex right now for, like, whatever reason, why would that be the first place that a woman would go?
I don't know.
What I'm saying. And obviously, men wrote this.
Men wrote this, yes.
But my point is, like, who would be like, all right, and then they're going to do them, like, really?
Yeah, right. Because, like, if you think about it, as, like, a woman was like, you know what he wants? He wants to see my vagina flying through the air. That's
so
what he wants.
I've got to grab the 15-foot trampoline and pull it into the middle of the gym.
And then put the spotlight on it directly. And then make sure the
spotlight's on.
I want this well lit.
A lot of planning.
I need this well lit.
I'm going to go, and we're going to go through the back where the costumes are, and then we're going to open the curtains, and he's going to sit on the stage. And what was the end of this? Like, where do you stop? Like,
she said, like, it's just a little tease. But
yeah,
I'm like,
but I'm like, as the guy, like, when you're like, okay, enough. Like,
I'm gonna go back. Gonna go back to the weight room.
I got a game in an hour. I don't. Where does this end?
Do you want your panties?
okay. That's very nice of you. I guess.
Thank you so much.
God damn it.
And also, there's no way I'm believing Patrick Dempsey's could turtle a motherfucker's head all the way around. Nope. Sorry.
Did you say turtle around?
No, his head all the way around. Turn his head around. All the way around.
I thought you said turtle his head around. I'm like, you mean like an owl? What the fuck do you mean turtle his head around? I'm like, it didn't go in.
Straight around.
He didn't give her the fucking death becomes her and shove his head down in there.
Even during his sexiest of is that this year? When did he get sexiest?
I don't remember.
A
year or so ago? I don't know.
But even then,
he's
rebranding. Like, no. And then even during his Grey's Anatomy years, when he was like lifting and on TV all the time, nope, still not believing it. You're not turning a man's head all the way around, McDreamy. I'm sorry. You're just not doing it. Okay?
See, that's why I thought it was two.
You scrawny sheriff.
I mean, he wasn't even taller than the security guard. That's why he had to take his head. Did you guys notice? I'm like, he literally had to, like, it was short man syndrome because he had to make that man the same height as him.
See, and true to, slashers, they kept changing the person that was the killer so you don't know what fucking size the person is.
Mm-hmm.
He went from tall to short.
So. Yeah, at one point I'm like, this one has to be a woman. Like, that's just the way that the difference in size and everything. Yeah. Like, that's a stunt woman, apparently.
When Evan does, after Evan does throw that tantrum because the trampoline of death happens.
Wait a minute. So he turtles the guy's head around.
No,
he turtles the guy's head around, has to go off the stage and then sneak up under the trampoline and set up his spikes.
And I thought it was a sword.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't. It was a spike or a sword or it was something. I don't know.
Maybe it was a javelin.
It definitely. Well, I don't know. Like, where's that scene where he's like rifling through? Like, I wrote down. I'm like, how fucking convenient there was. These two people at Hanover are just at the same place at the same time in a room by themselves where no one else is gonna see.
And at the school, why didn't I just do it at their house instead of at the school? But anyway, that scene was because
he had a game.
They did.
He couldn't leave. He had a game. He couldn't leave. Coach said you can't leave. Can't have sex. Can't leave.
Can't leave. But after Evan throws that tantrum and...
Oh, God.
I'm going to go play football by myself. I was like, what?
You can't play football by yourself,
like,
man.
But, like, he stomps off.
Watch me!
And then his girlfriend has to go get him or whatever. And is it Jessica sitting there waiting? And she's like, do you guys just want to... I'll just meet you later? And they're like, no, wait. I'd been like, no, you guys can stay here and get murdered. But why do they look so weird when they walk back in? I'm like, do they think this is a dream sequence? Like,
no, okay.
So weird right now.
Okay, I think what it is like, the last thing you hear from him is like, watch me! And like, he storms off. And then they walk back in. He's all just calm. Like, yeah, we're going to go get dressed. Let's go get
dreamy,
something to eat.
Like, he's like, la, la, la.
I'm like, did she drug this motherfucker?
I would imagine so.
Did he just get a Hummer in like the parking lot?
Maybe that's what Sheriff was like, maybe you should go after him.
Maybe go calm him down.
Why don't you give him a BJ? Just get, he's a little upset. The game's over. I don't know why he's an old man all of a sudden. But,
it depends.
So it had to have. He's like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, no way. I'm like, no, I'm gonna head on out. Y'all just stay here in the weird, creepy high school, the empty high school. No, I'm not staying here.
That's the thing. And I'm like, they're targeting the kids, and then you're like, all right, just go in the empty high school by yourself, and we're gonna turn half the lights off because budget cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Oh, I wrote, and then it turns into McCarty Party and the Gun Emporium. And they go, and like, it's like, hey, you got anything I can have for a gun? And I'm like, first of all, McCarty isn't just handing out guns to these kids. Like, he would be like, and now where's my payment? Now where's my money?
But, I don't know. They were their friends. You mean when he gave the gun to Scuba?
Yeah, when he gives the gun to Scuba, I'm like, I don't know about all that. And like, he just seemed like he was way, like, we're friends. And I'm like, you're not even that close to these kids. Like, it made it seem like they don't even really care about
Death
him.
Death brings people together.
I guess.
It's, you know.
Can I tell you, though, who my favorite character, my favoritest character of this whole film is?
Who?
Jacob.
Nope.
I don't know. Was there a Jake?
The Russian dad.
Oh.
I love him so much.
I wrote down what? And I used Cody for this. Like, why is Yulia all of a sudden so, like, fucking hardcore Russian?
Yeah, just all like, of a sudden dad out just of showed nowhere.
Them, Yulia, we go to Florida now.
I love what him so much. Like, get in the car, yeah, we go to Florida. I guess we're going to Florida.
We go to Florida.
I love him.
It's like, I guess we're going to Florida now.
We go to Miami.
I love, and then he's like, pack faster, we go. She's like, I'm hurrying, okay.
And then the fucking noise-canceling headphone gag. I enjoyed that. And I'm like, this would be just an old man with noise-canceling. Yeah. People like, what?
The corn thingies, I don't remember what they're called, but those little things.
Corn holders?
The holders.
The holders into the ears.
Things. Yeah.
That whole scene took me back to the 90s and Sleepwalkers. Where they go after, he goes after the cop with the corn, or the
corn
mom does,
left.
Yeah, and like she stabs him in the back with the corn.
That's what I was
that
like.
Makes me think,
I think
of.
I didn't think of that, but now that you mention it, it does bring back that memory. But I think I wrote down, why here, just have this tin full of
food.
Ears of corn.
Leftover.
Yes.
And like, what? And then he's like, oh, thing.
Like, I can just have
it. Hey,
you?
Five whole ears of corn ready to eat. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. And then
I'm like, what do you want me to do with this, asshole? I don't want fucking corn. Back to the high school for a second. So we get the creepy cosmetology scene where, you know, she hides with the heads and all that. She uses, I think it was hairspray or something.
Yeah.
She sprays
hairspray.
It and then, yeah, she gets out. You know, knowing that we know the ending and all that shit, right? I wrote down, like, Sheriff, why do you smell like hairspray?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's thought of these things. It's little details.
Even he says it. Mm-hmm. They do little things to slip up.
Watching this movie, I'm like, this is like if when his character in Scream would have ended up just being the murderer.
Right? Yeah.
Like, that's basically how I felt this whole movie went. He's just the same guy, but just if he was the murderer, this is how it would have ended. And then just throw Thanksgiving in a bunch of other movies like My Bloody Valentine in the mix.
Well, back to the like corn and the ear death scene. When I knew it was going to happen because McCarty said it earlier, just don't forget to turn the safety off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tries shooting him. It was like, yeah, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, and then he just throws bitches into the table saw.
And he's like, what do I do?
I know. I was like, what do I do? What the fuck do you mean? Put it back in. What do you want her to say?
Get some duct tape.
What do I do?
It's such a man-written story asking the woman what to do. Like, she fucking knows. Like, she's put bitches back together from
shock.
A table saw,
right. He
okay?
was in shock, and he was
and
like...
And she wasn't?
It's like, there's stuff hanging out. Like, you don't know how people are going to react
What
to
do
stuff.
I do?
If anything, you do have to appreciate about the
Somebody
dude.
Fix it.
He wasn't killing innocent people. He tranked those two. He tranked the dad, and he tranked the cop.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he was going to kill them all.
No, I didn't think so. I thought he just tranked them. He didn't want them.
Yeah.
So he just left them there.
So he said somewhat of a conscience. I'm not killing innocent people.
Well.
Yeah, even the one he takes out at the parade,
He was trying to right the wrong, I guess.
Yeah, even the turkey, when he takes the turkey out at the parade when he's dressed as the creepy clown.
that was not random at all.
Yeah, really, just like randomly walking through the crowd like, okay.
Nobody would notice a clown in the Thanksgiving parade.
All right, but even the turkey he beheads is the other guy with the cart.
He was the cart scalper.
So it was all very tactical, very planned out.
Yes.
He had a whole year to plan his revenge.
And you know what, kids? This is why you do not participate in love triangles, okay? If you participate in a lover's triangle, then you have to plan and execute a lot of people.
Yes.
And
you don't have the time.
You don't have the energy. I mean, but it leads there, apparently.
The
so all I'm saying.
Endorse killing anyone.
All I'm saying is lover's triangles, maybe not. Yeah. Or at least get consent from all involved parties. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
That's not a triangle, though, in the conventional sense of what you mean by, like...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Triangles are bad.
Menage a trois are different if you're consenting. Triangles...
Yes, triangles mean somebody's in the dark, so just don't do that.
Don't triangle, just...
don't triangle.
Just straight line it, I guess.
Yeah. Straight line it.
I don't know what you...
A to B to C.
A to B to C. Don't go to A to H to Z, I don't know. They also throw shade onto Mitch being possibly the killer as well. Because the kids had talked about it in the cosmetology room. And then he was definitely, you know, when he was there protesting at the parade or whatever. I found it funny, though, in the parade when they come out to protest. I wanted, like, the dad or somebody else, like, we already decided to close the store, asshole.
What more do you want?
The parade, we find out the parade float was not OSHA approved because that bow goes right through
Jessica head. Fucking eats it, man. She just like straight flips over the front and just like does a flip back into the truck or whatever.
That
like,
scene, I'm really thinking the one with the grandpa and the thing goes through his head. I'm like, are those kids traumatized? Because they were like, grandpa, wake up. Grandpa, like, grandpa, wake up.
Did those kids know grandpa, they were in a movie? Right? They were like, oh my God.
Were they aware that grandpa was okay?
What do I do? What do I do?
What do I do? Jessica. Jessica.
That's horrible, but I'm always just going to say that. Like, what do I do, Jessica?
Jessica.
It's like a symbol for like, it's lost.
It's replaced. I need an adult.
I need Jessica.
Jessica, what do I do?
What do I do?
You know what? Parades aren't worth it. I'm just going to
say
really
not. Like, they're really not.
It's not. I mean, how many times have people gotten hurt in a parade? I mean, even just real parades. I don't even talk about movie parades, right? Movie parades are always creepy. Like, even if Miracle on 34th Street, obviously not a creepy movie. Parade still looks creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
See it in black and white, for some reason, looks even fucking creepier. You see the old black and white version one. The fucking, the little, fucking, well, I mean, she's not little anymore, but the Miracle on 34th Street with a little lispy girl.
What
the
fuck's her?
Mara. Yeah. That's still parade. Creepy.
Yep.
But you did have a fucking drunken Santa there. So.
You did. Oh, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, until the.
Oh, wait. I want to talk about Mitch.
Mitch?
Didn't you already talk about Mitch?
Mitch has, like, been in a million fucking things.
Yeah.
I looked up his IMDb, and, like, I've known him from a handful of things, but he, like, literally, like, 174 fucking things, I think it was.
Jeez.
Like, TV movies, shit. Like, always remember him from Just Friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite rule.
Yeah. Did you not realize that was him?
No, I do know that was him. I'd love to see him, you know, still working is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
$5 I can, like, have.
Yeah. Here's your money, bitch.
Here's your money, bitch. Classic. Anyway, until the parade was obviously, well, right after the parade is when I stopped thinking it could be the stepmom.
Because then she got caught. Because
then she was the turkey. And I have such a problem with that whole scene. Other than, like, obviously he couldn't see her through those tiny little holes. But why did she go for the window? I mean, look around a bit. She spent so much fucking time trying to get that thing off the window. And I'm like, the front door was there literally the whole fucking time.
I know, like,
just go, man.
Hey, dumbass. How does he get in and
out? I know. There, like, he did not board himself up into this.
The thing that frustrated me about
that. Sorry, Saul. Or, you know what? You're going to fucking die. You need to rampage your shit out of the fucking, like, wood or something. Like,
yeah.
You get the other bitch out of the fucking thing. Just throw her through the wood. I'm like, one of you is going to die, or both of you. It's, you know, or you're going to save everybody. So make some shit happen. Always do something unexpected.
The most frustrating thing to me about that scene is she had multiple times to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the quietest fucking wooden stairs ever.
Quietest.
When she was going up those, I'm like, seriously. Come on.
She could have gotten out so many times.
Yeah.
But didn't.
And I also had a problem because the next scene, they cut to the station and how was he there at the station and also prepping the turkey?
Let's look at all this footage.
Like, I'm assuming the town isn't, you know, super large, but
he's a busy man. That's why that's what the timer was for. He's like, fuck, I got to get back to the station.
I
got
to get back to the station. They're expecting me.
Shit, I had to put her in.
I
got to
get the turkey in. I mean, we're all busy on Thanksgiving. I get it. I like the fake out that he does with the whole, like, he's streaming from somewhere. Cause obviously that's your chance to get back and murder everybody at the table. And the whole, it was a phone recording a computer screen. I was like, that's
pretty smart. That is the, That's the only way that the sheriff could figure it out.
Yeah, he couldn't just do the rerouting of actual things on the computer. He's just setting up a cell phone.
I will get to that in a second.
I love that they didn't even try to take it there.
I wrote down, maybe if you weren't playing dress up with the burnt mask, what was her name, Kathleen?
Kathleen, yeah.
Kathleen wouldn't have moved when he gets back. And I'm like, why was he burning the mask for fun? Like, he was literally just playing, like, I'm going to melt it a little bit. Then he put it on and looked at himself in the mirror for a second. I'm like, you're literally playing dress up right now.
As much as Kathleen was a cunt, and I will say that on the record, Kathleen was a cunt of a character.
Let it be written.
I will say that her comment was, well, if you wouldn't let all your friends in the store, comment was justified.
Yep.
Because I don't know, man. Jessica for a lot of
okay, this. Jessica was partially to blame, but also it was fucking Kathleen's idea to open on fucking Thanksgiving.
Yes, yeah. And I don't, like I said, she was a cunt for her own reasons.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, well, you wrecked my car. Well, if you wouldn't have left the house today, I wouldn't have been able to wreck into you.
And I'm not sure why, but the color of brown that they went for her cooked body, I was like, why does that make me so uncomfortable?
It was almost like she didn't look cooked. It just looked like she had a really bad tan that, like, hurt a lot.
Yes, but it was uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah.
Like, why is this? It was unnatural in a sense that you were, like, gross. Like, if that was, and I don't know if that was the color choice that they were purposely going for, but it worked. It worked for me.
I also
when he
think,
sliced her leg, I was like, "No, no, thank you."
When he's basting her, or whatever, I'm like, "You like every foot fetish dude is gonna buy this fucking DVD."
Yes.
Where he's just like oiling up her feet and like a little parsley, I'm assuming it was, in between her toes and all that. And what is any of that gonna do? I mean, really, nothing. No, that was not enough spice to make any difference.
No, yeah. And with a turkey, you gotta put stuff in the cavity to make it have delicious.
Apparently, there's a. Unrated scene that I read somewhere in the trivia on IMDb that there is a take where they had her nude and stuffed. So that may be on the DVD or some shit. I don't know. So well, she was stuffed in one take, apparently. With all the fixings.
This yeah, the whole 90s references come back really at the end because we get a couple fake outs. We get the Bobby fake out where we all think it's Bobby.
We think it's him.
Oh, yeah. Like, it can't be Sheriff. He's here laying.
He's been knocked out. It's clearly the man who looked like he just knocked him out. Yes, we get the Bobby fake out. And then right after that, we get the phone fake out because she makes him reveal that.
She makes a monologue.
She makes a monologue and then she reveals, like, oh, your face looks so stupid or something like that. She has that whole moment.
See the look on your face.
See the look on your face.
No, I wrote down when she's in the room, you know, after their search for Bobby and all that, when they're in the office or whatever, I wrote down, they had to sedate your father pretty heavily. He ate a lot of turkey. I mean, Kathleen. Like, what? Why did he eat it? I don't know.
No, he's just been throwing up the whole time. He hasn't stopped throwing up because he does get a good throw up even though he's gagged. I'm like.
I'm like, oh, like, that's got to be the worst thing to have, like, that gag.
It's
like,
just stuck in your mouth.
Yeah, the gag that's in your mouth and, like, obviously he couldn't get all the puke out. Like, it's got to be just sitting there, like, in your mouth. Oh, so I was thinking about it too hard. It's just marinating on your tongue and making the rag taste worse.
No.
Okay, we have to talk about the worst part of the whole movie.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
The worst part for me was when he screams, "This year there will be no leftovers."
And lost his accent.
Oh, no, Patrick Dempsey. Oh, no.
This year there will be no leftovers.
Please, no. And I have a question for Eli Roth. How many takes did this take you? And was this the best one?
I think that was the tagline for the fake trailer, though. This year there'll be no leftover. Yeah. So I get that you have to throw that in there to appease the fans. But, okay, here's my thing that I was saying. I read that the trailer makes... Okay, I read that his inspiration for the trailer in the, you know, the Grindhouse thing was that the story was that a boy loved a turkey and his father killed the turkey for Thanksgiving and then the boy killed his family. And that was the simple story of, you know, the Thanksgiving trailer. So here they're like, okay, we're just going to change it and make it a mishmash of all this other shit. So I'm like, I get that maybe you have to throw that line in and a few other things. Because I believe the trailer for the, or the poster for this movie was supposed to be similar to something in the trailer as well, or the poster for that. So there were little things that I think they sprinkled in to kind of, you know, connect the trailer
thing. Couldn't just make this like a silly line that you put in somewhere and not, I mean, Patrick Dempsey had to yell you know it the he way he did. Like that
he
was,
he could have said it. In the beginning of the movie, although it would have been gross to hear him say it when she pulls that fucking turkey out, and he's like, "Oh, this year there'll be no leftovers."
I would have liked it better there.
It would have been funny. Yeah, I mean,
literally, my soul went, "Oh no!" and it cringed. you just hear them
off in the distance.
Yeah. Like,
shut up!
Why did y'all make him do
that? I'm trying to be serious.
And then, of course, she
has to
say...
Oh, I'm so
going to
kill you!
And then, of course, Jessica has to say, you were right. There will be no leftovers. And I was like, oh my God, I hate everything about this
It was a complete like, oh yeah, well, how about them apples?
And she already had that moment with
she
the
did,
whole
which is
phone
like, you
thing.
Should see on your face. You never asked me what I was thankful for. No, you know
and
what?
Then
if
of
you were
course
gonna make...
she has to shoot a musket at the
yep. Of course, because when the fucking my idiot son with the fucking musket.
And she has a whole backstory like, yeah. about her
like,
dad made her learn.
Here's a bit of random exposition. One time when we shot this commercial with my dad, I had to learn how to shoot a musket. I almost blew my fucking hand off. I don't know when that'll ever come in handy.
Right. I don't know why I have to tell you this story after I haven't seen you for a full year, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bitch, I remember that. That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Shut up, Mark Sanchez. You know what? If you're going to make this movie in Boston, like, I wanted it to be fucking, like, horrible Boston accents. Where, like, I wanted subtitles the whole fucking
movie. Oh, that
would have
been
like,
worse.
If you're going to do it, like, just fucking, like, I say you lay the cheese on, lay the Boston on if you're going to fucking do it, you cowards.
That would be a terrible movie.
I want subtitles. If they can do it for Swamp People, they can do it for Boston.
My question still stands. Like, either Roth is either from Boston or from Massachusetts and was like, I know what Massachusetts people are like. I'm just going to go for it. Or he really hates them. Like, he really has to hate them to make them this trashy and this ridiculous and this caricature.
I don't know. Maybe those people are like, yeah, representation. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I guess. I mean, because they were all just like, let's fight each other over a waffle iron. Yeah. I mean, and granted, that's, I think it was just a larger,
you know,
that's
you're
an
laying,
America
you're laying
like,
the
thing.
Camp, you're
yeah.
throwing the cheese on. Then, yeah, you have, I get it. You throw the cheese on, it's going to be something stupid like the fucking waffle iron, right? Like, you, I get it. It couldn't have been anything less or would have been, like, if you're like, you know, it makes it too stupid. If you're like, it's a free, you know, something like can opener or something stupid, like, a waffle iron. Oh, I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
But you're going to lay the camp. You're going to lay the cheese. That's why the gash in the neck guy still had to go for
he
the waffle iron.
To.
Yeah.
And that lady had to pull it off of his dead hands.
His dead body.
Well, it's the last one. He's not going to use it.
Yeah. And then the last fake out that we get is we get another fake out of a dream ending.
I know the tank said flammable, right?
Yeah.
When she was filling up the turkey.
The turkey. Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure they don't use flammable gas. Or why that would be.
I know. I was like, why would that be used
like,
for a turkey?
Why would that be in an area where you're going to fill up the balloons with whatever you fill them up with? I mean, I don't think it's fucking, I don't know if it's helium or whatever.
It should have been helium.
Well, and that
but
wasn't even like a balloon,
right?
Though. That was like a yard decal.
Again, budgets.
I was like,
well,
that's,
okay. Maybe
that's
I'm
a
giving...
yard thing that is filled up with a fan. That's not even filled up with fucking.
Okay, maybe like, I'm just maybe gas. I'm really just giving them a benefit of the doubt to be like, all right, this is supposed to be a parade, you know, the float thing, like Macy's. You get the big turkey, you
it
know,
wasn't
a bunch
big,
of people.
Paul.
Well, I know that, but I mean, it was still filling up.
For, I mean, yeah. Patrick Dempsey is short, but it's still he wasn't that much.
He's a gargantuan man.
Than the thing was, I was like, yeah, that's not.
You
why
should,
would that
you
be
should
filled
be
with
able,
gas?
You shouldn't be able to touch the top of the turkey's head.
Like, I don't think those are supposed to be filled with gas.
Okay, like
so.
I said, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like, this is the setup that they were going for, I assumed. Like, this is the staging area for the fucking parade. Like,
I guess.
Otherwise, like, why did someone just dump their shit here? No one wants these fucking yacht decorations. Why are they just like... dumping grounds?
They swear they went to Walmart, got that clown costume.
They sent a poor PA. Like,
they got the clown costume and mask and then picked up that yard decal around Halloween time. And that's just what they did.
We need to film these scenes in like 2 days. You need to go. Here's $50. You need to get something, a Halloween, I don't know, mask or something, and something Thanksgiving. What?
Yep, 50 bucks.
$50. Go now.
Make it work.
You'll be back here in an hour.
And hey, you know what? He sold the movie, so kudos to him.
It's worked. You know what? And you had a built-in audience. So I know you didn't have to really fucking, you don't have to try.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get it. Like, you, the people that want it, they're going to watch it. And it's not bad. It's not good.
No. It's camp is what it was.
It is camp, and it's nothing you haven't seen before. It's just you blended a few things, threw it, updated a few other things into teens that are supposedly from today, and you know it's a slasher whodunit, 80s style kind of fucking thing.
Now the question is, what's the over under on the sequel?
It made money, so I fully expect there to be.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah,
I mean, it did make money. You got that built-in audience, and you know, and some people enjoy it. I mean,
it was probably made for dirt cheap,
I give it 2 years. I see within the next 2 years.
Well, the ROI has got to be amazing. Oh yeah,
I love that you got that cliche like no one could survive that blast.
Yeah,
we didn't find a body or anything.
And then you get the fake out, the whole fucking I still know what you did last summer ending.
All you needed was fucking Ryan in there brushing his teeth, amazed by a fucking electric toothbrush, right?
Like, I really thought it was just going to show Bobby, and then they all just decided to go for it and have the thruple.
Yeah.
See, do the thruple, kids, not the love triangle. That's what we need.
Thruple is a straight line.
Yes.
See, thruple, straight thruple. Line. Don't make the triangle, make the straight line.
Straight line.
Connect it how you want, it's up to you, but make the straight line.
Because consent is key.
Yes.
You don't want to have to go on a murderous rampage is all we're saying.
Again, you don't have to murder anyone.
No.
I'm just saying, if I'm the corner of the triangle, I am murdering someone.
Everyone's a corner of the triangle.
If I'm ever in the triangle that's in the dark.
If I'm at the wrong end of the triangle.
Somebody's getting cut.
Okay,
all right.
Here it is. If the triangle no longer is equilateral and it becomes a fucking isosceles, someone's getting murdered. I think I've got those shapes right. It makes sense.
I know what kind of person I am, so just throwing that out there.
No one could survive that blast.
Yeah, no one.
But we didn't find a body.
We couldn't find a body. It just incinerated.
Find that out in the sequel.
Right into the air.
Did you look? No, that's not our job, man. That's not my job.
We put the fire out.
I know. I love that he was like, nobody could have survived that. And there's nothing in there. I'm like, so you're trying to explain to me right now that he just was incinerated completely.
So don't even go look in there because there's a lot of smoke and we're done. What do you mean you're done?
You're telling me that he was cremated so much so you can't even find a pile of his
ashes? What does this say? This is fire. Do you look over there and see a fire? No, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm. We fought it and we won.
We fought it and we won. We are done, son.
Yes.
And then they left.
Who is this firefighter?
The firefighter.
Yeah, that's what they do. Like, they fight fires.
Paul just threw hands at it. Whole backstory for him.
No, it was the firefighter that told them. Like, yes. Nobody could have survived that blast. That's literally what he says. And I'm like, dot, 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 but we didn't find a body. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
Somebody else going to do that because it's not our job.
Yeah, like I was saying, we're saying
it's the sheriff's job.
He was
but
completely cremated enough.
Well, the sheriff wrote it in the bylaws that only he's the only one that can investigate murders. I mean, we don't have a sheriff anymore. What do we do?
Tell the sheriff.
Fuck you, Detective Chu. <All right.
laughs> Sheriff needs to call the coroner. We don't have a sheriff anymore. Well, fuck.
I think the sheriff killed the coroner. What?
God damn it! No. I don't have the numbers.
He just had a heart attack. There's so many bodies piling up.
Ugh, and then the end credits. The end credits and the opening credits. I'm like, this is so 80s. Yep. The whole, like, dripping letters. so 80s. And then the Fight Mart graffiti all over everything.
I wrote down, remember, this whole movie is predicated on a smallish town Massachusetts sheriff not only knowing how to use social media, but also how to use cloned IP addresses.
Yes.
And I also wrote down another point when he started showing, when he has that shot of the the security guard's head and then the waitress behind him at the table. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, Instagram's gotten really lax about their violation policies. Yeah, and shit like
nobody flagged it.
So I'm like, nobody flagged anything. And I get that he was only friends with those people. But then when he's live streaming, like, who are all these likes?
He wasn't friends with those people, though. He just kept tagging them.
Yeah.
So that, like, I don't know.
I'm like, y'all didn't block him?
Didn't they say at one point, like, I keep blocking him, but they just keep making a new account or something? I don't know.
That was because the footage kept getting leaked.
Yeah, that was when dumbass Evan said he didn't put out a video, but totally put out that YouTube video, and that's what kicked off the whole spree. That's what they were talking about.
Well, I think they were saying that someone else has been posting it, like he had taken it down or whatever.
Yeah, he took it down, they keep reposting it because the internet is forever, kids.
Yes.
Don't put your bits on the internet again.
This old small town sheriff knows how to fucking download videos off of YouTube and use social media and all these things. This is not happening in real life. Old people don't know technology.
Nope.
They don't. They really don't.
That man couldn't even cook his own turkey.
No.
He could make a pie, though.
Yes.
I would feel weird about eating.
Also, on the whole triangle thing, maybe not get another dude's wife pregnant. Just saying.
I do have a question.
Don't get anyone pregnant if you're in a throuple.
What the hell happened to Gina Gershon? She used to be hot.
I don't know. What do you mean what happened to her?
That's what I'm wondering.
Age happened.
Yes.
Honey, that's
she
what
used to be hot.
To
and then I saw her and I'm like, that can't she's be her. And then I saw that it was her. I'm like, what
old?
The hell?
I don't know.
You know, people age, Saul.
Yes, but some of them age gracefully.
Who?
She didn't.
Who? They don't age gracefully. They just go away.
Yeah, name one old people.
And that's what you're thinking. Yeah, she's just still in your face.
Yeah, like if you saw close your eyes. Think of Sean Connery. I guarantee what you think of in your fucking head does not look like what he does today.
Because he's
dead.
No, slunk out of you before he died.
He slunk out of you way before he died, right? But I'm saying, like, what he looked like right before he died and what you pictured in your head, definitely not the same fucking thing.
But still, though.
That's why they all just disappear. Like,
look at Selma Hayek. She still looks gorgeous.
She's got lots of money.
So did Gina Gershon.
You don't know how much people's net worth are.
Still.
No, if we should be asking anything, we should be asking what happened to McDreamy. Because no, McDreamy. No.
What? Why do you... McDreamy? No, he's
I know
the,
you cheated on your wife.
He's
and
the nerd
happened.
From Can't Buy Me Love. We mean McDreamy.
McDreamy.
No. McDreamy. Can't Buy Me Love. He'll always be that guy.
Oh, he'll be Dr. Derek Shepherd. I learned a lot about... I learned a lot about brain surgery from him. And now he's screaming about no leftovers. And I just...
No leftovers.
Oy vey. Oy vey.
He went white meat attack me.
And that was it.
See, that makes me feel old. I'm like, oh.
White meat or dark meat?
No, Patrick Dempsey.
He makes you feel old.
What did you say today?
What did I say today?
Oh,
Something
How I Met Your Mother.
Up. Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother ended 10 years ago. Jesus Christ. It's a whole fucking decade ago. Where did the time go? Such a shit ending to that show. But we're not talking about that.
We talked about this.
Yeah, there's going to be a sequel. I don't see why there wouldn't be.
For sure.
Okay, no, here's my thing. Did any of these fucking murders actually occur on Thanksgiving?
I don't think any of them fucking did.
I wrote that down. I'm like, wait, how is this movie? This movie could have been called Black Friday if there wasn't already a movie called Black Friday. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what happened. He wanted to call it Black Friday, but there was already the Devon Sawa and Bruce Campbell.
No, but the trailer said Thanksgiving. Right? I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Saul?
Yeah.
It says the movie was called Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
But then none of these fucking murders happened on Thanksgiving.
Well, it was because the stampede happened on Thanksgiving.
Some of them did.
The opening did.
Okay, was that
the whole
make...
opening
okay,
was
but
Thanksgiving.
The opening was, because it was Thanksgiving night, and that was the whole thing. They're going to be open on Thanksgiving to open the store
for Black Friday. And the parade.
Yeah. But the thing says... A year later, but obviously it's not Thanksgiving a year later when they're all doing whatever the fuck they're doing because these guys are going to have a football game on Thanksgiving and
yeah, it's
got to
be like
shit.
At least a week or
like,
more.
Yeah,
before.
this was like leading up to Thanksgiving. So I'm like, the whole thing I thought was like, okay, so the day he gets them all at the table, that'll be Thanksgiving. But then I'm like, but that's not Thanksgiving either.
It was a Thanksgiving table.
There you go.
So
I know,
why.
But I'm like, but
that's why.
But, like, if you're going to plan this, then be better, bro.
Yeah.
I mean...
The fuck, brah.
He didn't even think of a good tagline before he became a murderous
villain. Well, you couldn't say the you want white meat or dark meat, because that's kind of racist because they did have a black friend.
And didn't they already say that in...
Well, I think they did.
Blood Rage? Was that in Blood Rage?
I think so.
I think it was in the trailer for the Thanksgiving.
Blood Rage was the Thanksgiving one, right?
No, no, no. I mean the fake Thanksgiving trailer in
I'm talking about the white meat or dark meat and the no leftovers.
And yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
The thing that I do remember also about the trailer, there was two of them. There was the one in the movie and then there was an extended fake one. And in the extended fake one, they had the trampoline scene.
Oh, okay. So the trampoline scene was in the trailer. Okay.
Maybe that was why it was lit so weird.
Okay. Then I guess I can get that if it was in the fucking trailer, but it was still in that makes one, no fucking sense.
Because, yeah, they had that one. Like, they released the one during the Grindhouse thing. When then they did, like, they released four longer versions of the trailers, like, after.
This is a lot of work to put into a fake thing if you never really intended to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously they did, and, you know, it's done well. So.
And they did that. The thing that I remember was, yeah, they did the trampoline scene. Okay. So it was just kind of one of those things.
Well, maybe now that I've seen the movie, I'll watch the stupid trailers.
I think there's only two of them left if they ever decided to make the other ones.
Yeah, I think that's what I read in the trivia as well. But that was it.
That was
Thanksgiving.
It's not great. It's not good.
It's fun.
But it's a good time. Watch it at least once.
Yes.
It's fun for what it is.
It's free on Netflix right now.
Don't expect a masterpiece, but I mean, if you've watched Eli Roth, you know what not to expect already. So yeah.
Some people love Eli Roth. So a lot of people go into this one knowing full well what it is. And
those are the people that really dig this movie. And those are the people that are hoping for a sequel. And I get that. I mean, that's just not. He's just not my flavor.
I will watch a sequel only if Patrick Dempsey comes back as a crispy critter.
He should.
He has to come back. And maybe the whole mask burning thing was alluding to that.
No, I want him like full on crispy because they said no one could survive it. So I want him like whole black and like crispy.
So like if Freddy had survived.
Yes.
He'd be like Chunky Charred.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Chunky.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I need.
Oh,
yes.
God, that hurts me just to think about like anything touching your skin. Mm-hmm. You're that burnt. Like, ow. Oh.
But that's what I want. I need that full body, like I'm a crunchy critter.
See,
now.
The only way that would work is if you picked it up like the same day.
Yeah, and then you just go full into camp with that. Like, there's no way that dead crunchy thing is walking just, around killing
he's,
people.
He's wearing a firefighter's.
Like at one point, his arm just like. Breaks
no,
off.
No, like, I want like the skin like to just deglove, you know, just sheets of it just to like slide off his back. Like,
so Eli Roth, I guess call us is what we're saying. We have some ideas.
And questions.
Do you hate people from Massachusetts? Let me know. Anyway.
Who hurt you?
That was Thanksgiving.
And they had a big
and,
Boston accent.
We did not do an Easter movie, but we did do a holiday movie. So happy Easter. This was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Why did we do Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No one knows. But we will be back.
It was available.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few weeks with another new episode. If you guys have anything that you want us to review or do that has come out in the last year or so, let us know. You can shoot us an email. You can contact us on the socials. You can leave us a comment. You can always review our podcast. And do all the things you do. Subscribe, like, comment. Hooray.
Yes. Do all of those and more.
And we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Go fuck your mother.